35.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with true insiders. So one of my favorites, a former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. What's in the air in D.C., Bob? What is going on? I don't get it.
Well, there's a normal March Madness basketball, but that's been usurped. It's now March Madness CIA, March Madness NSA. Forget Putin. We've got our own madness over here.
No kidding. So tell me about Senator Dianne taking on the CIA for now, of course, the whole spying thing. This made giant headlines. And I was out somewhere and I saw it and I thought, oh, this has got to be some cockamamie thing that's happening here. I don't get it. What's the scoop on that?
I thought it was one of those jokes on the Onion news site, you know, and I really did. And Senator Feinstein has been, you know, a hawk in the sense of supporting the NSA and CIA on their mission, and, you know, Snowden and things he has done are bad, et cetera. And all of a sudden this comes around now, and the bottom line is they created a special computer type of program where the Senate staffers with the Intelligence Committee, which Senator Feinstein chairs, and she's the Democratic member, so she's chair, and they created this so they could, per agreement with the CIA, look into the whole, you know, with the torture and the interrogations, the waterboarding, you know, all of the particulars of that. And they were gathering information. Well, somewhere along the line, and Senator Feinstein went to the floor of the Senate today to reveal this, she is saying point blank, not speculating, but saying that the CIA then got into the Senate staffers, into the Senate computers, and eliminated what the Senate staffers had found. That's what she's saying happened. Now, Brennan, the head of the CIA, says that didn't happen. But, you know, Senator Feinstein is not a person who is flippant. She's not quick to make statements historically. She's been there a long time. She's not quick to make statements that people say, oh, you got to be kidding what she's saying. She's not that type of person at all. And if she's went into the public realm with this thing, because it's been brewing, by the way, little whispers on Capitol Hill for quite a while, we've picked up, then there's something there. And this is on the heels of a federal judge in California yesterday saying, okay, NSA, destroy nothing that you have collected over the last 5 years. We want to see if there's an invasion of privacy with citizens. So Senator Feinstein might now kind of know how Americans kind of feel about this thing. It's happened to her. I mean, it literally has. This is such timing for the CIA that it's CIA, NSA, throw them in a bag. They all roll out the same.
Yeah, and when you say that, they all roll out the same. There was something also, too, a federal judge clamping down on the NSA, telling them, hey, don't think you're going to rip in and trash these records. It's stuff that they got through their surveillance for the past 5 years, because that's what, I guess that's where they were headed, huh?
Oh, yes, they were going to trash it. And then, ironically, Snowden Skypes into this event.
I know.
Himself. And what does he say? His one point is, look, they should be protecting you. They should be looking at what people break in and do. It's almost like he knew they broke into Feinstein's computers.
Yeah, that's
it's almost
crazy.
Like he knew, you know?
And he might have because of all the stuff that he downloaded.
He probably had that. Where they said, hey, by the way, on the midnight shift, I'm getting a cup of coffee. Can you break into the senator's computers tonight for me?
Yeah, no kidding.
He's got that. I mean, look, the timing is weird.
It is weird. It's very strange. You know, and the other thing that people are talking about, I like to say, Bob, that we talk about the buzz in everybody's backyard, is everybody wants to know what happened to this Malaysian plane. It's so strange, and there's all kinds of theories, hijacking, terrorism, pilot wanted to commit suicide, can't find, I mean, just all kinds of things. Now they're saying it made a U-turn and that it just stopped, the responder stopped working.
Well, that's right. It just vanished, which one would think. You know, they glide when they fall. I'm not an expert, but I did a little research on this today with some pilots. And when they fall, they tend to fall. They'll glide. They'll fall. They'll glide, and then they'll impact. And you know, unless it's taken straight down, you know, like a suicide type of thing. And when it would impact in the ocean, one would think there will be debris. This one is almost like it disintegrated, and then either some type of malfunction. It could be a terrorist act. Of course, they were trying to link Iran, but it was actually two Iranians aboard trying to escape Iran.
Yeah, crazy. And then you sent me something that I didn't know about, and I was intrigued by it, about this deal with the drugs and this 7-year odyssey and a 7-year-old boy was involved in this, and apparently charity is twisted into this because they were looking for help, experimental drugs. What's the deal with this with the drug company?
Yeah, this is a heartbreaker. There's a little boy, and he's got a football jersey on, and he's terminal, and under the law, experimental drug companies can give them out. And of course, you have to sign that, you know, if it would kill the person receiving them, they're not responsible, you know, but because they're experimental. And so the charities were raising some money, and the charities, to make it worse, when they called the drug company, the drug company then not only said no, they hung up on them. And so they refused to give him the experimental drug. And I wish I could tell you, Kate, the drug company, because I'd do it in a heartbeat. I can't, unless they followed up on an article, I can't even find the name of the drug company they called.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's what I was looking for, and that's why I said I had no idea. I couldn't find it either.
So
wow.
I think it's a sad thing that, you know, the charities were trying to raise money to pay for it, and to make it worse, they hung up on the charity.
Yeah, crazy. All right, as always, thanks so much, Bob Ney. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, bye-bye. All right, a little bit more on what Bob and I were talking about at the top here with the CIA clash. And here you have Feinstein, as he was saying, this dispute between the senators and the CIA, what a crescendo. I mean, you could hear almost an explosion, if you will, a virtual explosion on Tuesday, because Feinstein was, she was just out of her mind with what was happening and flat out accused the CIA of snooping on congressional staffers, period, and said that the allegations are true, that Congress should declare war on the CIA. So she talked about some of the what was before brewing in the background controversy on the Senate floor. She said she said they may have committed a crime by improperly searching, as you were listening to Bob, a computer network established for Congress as part of the investigation into allegations of CIA abuse in the Bush detention and interrogation program. She said that it's been referred to the Justice Department by the CIA Inspector General. And a lot of this comes from the director, John Brennan. Brennan spoke later and denied the allegations, said nothing can be further from the truth. We wouldn't do that. So Feinstein and the CIA are pointing fingers back and forth at each other's staff of improper behavior, pretty much, in a nutshell. It's like, who's spying on who? What are you doing? Brennan asked about Feinstein's accusations more, getting out the shovel and digging, and said that we weren't trying to stop the committee's report, and it had not been spying on the panel or the Senate. And said, listen, let other people look into this. I defer to them to determine whether there was any kind of a violation of the law. Lindsey Graham said heads should roll. People should go to jail. If it is, the legislative branch should declare war on the CIA. So he backed that statement up too as well. Wow. What was the White House reaction? We're talking about it next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh-hoo.
All right, what say you, America? You want to weigh in on now this controversy over the CIA and this dueling between the CIA and the Senate? Just more of the same nonsense, right? Crazy. Massive distrust, even at a crazier level than before. And this committee pulling all of their report together. Do you know it's a 6,000-page report, and it's pretty much what they're calling a historical record of the CIA's use of waterboarding, other interrogation methods, and terrorism suspects that were held in the CIA prisons after September 11th, 2001. So Feinstein was unglued. I mean, I thought her high heels were going to blow off her feet. Seriously, I went back and re-racked and looked at some of the comments that she said. And she said that they're going to deliver the report to the White House and push for declassification and let it detail all the details of what that program was that never, ever, ever should have existed. So we're back to the whole waterboarding thing, and in a way, this is part of the deal here. So is it the CIA getting back at Congress for this deep investigation or what? I mean, truly, they're at odds. They're at odds at the conclusion of this report and the effectiveness of the interrogation program. So we're back to that. Is waterboarding effective? Was that what they should have done? Was it disgraceful? Was it, what did it make Americans look barbaric, or America look barbaric, since it was a secret CIA program? We're back to that again. And that's what happened. It's the tension over that investigation. And maybe the CIA jabbing them back. So Feinstein's remarks really had the most detail of what happened. The facility that was set up in Northern Virginia, where computers where they were promised access to millions of cables and memos and other files on the program. So that's what happened. There's this massive disagreement. It's like two different points of view that couldn't be further and not meeting in the middle. Feinstein and Brennan, who heads up the CIA, as I've mentioned him before, it's at the key point of it is whether the employees or staff members or both abuse the access to the network to get the upper hand in the back and forth between. I mean, it just figures, you know what? It's just more of the same, like I said. So over a long period of years, they had about 6.2 million classified records that were being searched. And they used a search tool, because that's a lot of records, right? They used a search tool that the technical experts agreed to install. But it also allowed them to gain access to a set of documents that the agency was not going to share. Files that were generated at the hands of Leon Panetta, who was the director at the time, to take inventory of the records being turned over to Feinstein's panel. So it's a massive showdown. The former chief of staff of Leon Panetta said that Panetta, when he was director, it wasn't his intent. He wasn't requesting an internal review of the interrogation problem. He asked the CIA staff to keep track of documents that were being provided and that they developed like summaries of the material so that they would know what was being put out there. So if we slice this up, what do we have in the middle of this, right? We have we go back to the debate over the waterboarding. That's what we have. And whether the CIA decided they had enough and that they were going to tap into programs related and keeping these records to what's going on in the Hill. And the committee said pages of records disappeared from the database with no explanation. And, you know, Marco Rubio jumped into the middle of this fray, too, and he said, it's a lot more complicated than what you're hearing, these snippets of it, that there really isn't a clean hand in this, and we really need the full truth to come out, that there wasn't really any good guys, and that there were probably two or three bad ones. Wow. So if this whole thing falls out, is it a good thing, or is it... Are we rolling ourselves backward? Are we rolling it backward? I mean, this goes back to the whole hack thing again. Raise your hand if you think you're not being hacked into in some way. You've never been at all. There have been no eyes on you. I see with the special vision that I have, no hands are being raised. Because now after the Ed Snowden dump, we certainly don't believe that to be true, right? And this goes into the same thing, which, by the way, we're going to let you hear what Ed Snowden had to say at that South by Southwest conference that's coming up in our next segment. So the timing of this, as Bob Ney mentioned, is very strange. I mean, really, really strange. And they're talking about, you know, let's just have somebody independent come in and do a Senate computer search. Nobody wins. I mean, really, nobody does win in this feud. Because it's been ongoing, really, since September 11th, slightly after it, and then the whole waterboarding thing. The Senate Intelligence Committee and the CIA, which, truly, they're not great racquetball partners anyway, right? They're hitting the ball on completely different courts. But it's gotten worse. instead of better. The spirit of cooperation is definitely not there. But that's the whole idea of the oversight committee. So we're back to, as I said, the same thing. All right, some other things also happened on the day, too, like President Obama did an interview with comedian Zach Galifianakis, and it was part of this Funny or Die skit. And some people thought that this was incredibly inappropriate and stupid for the President of the United States to do. It was a spoof interview that was recorded a couple of weeks ago, and it was put on the website funnyordie.com, and then it went viral. And the White House says that it's luring more people, young people especially, to healthcare.com to sign up for the insurance. But a lot of pundits say it's inappropriate because of what affordable care is in the first place, and using a comedic website is inappropriate and desperate. Is it inappropriate and desperate in these times to do that? If the idea is they have to reel in younger people, what are younger people watching? So, fair or foul? Fair or foul? And we're going to let you hear some of that, too, as well. So you have Snowden, who does an interview, a satellite interview, at a huge music festival. That gets pumped out all over. And then you have the president or... You have the president doing an interview on Funny or Die. It's a different kind of Washington, isn't it? A very different kind of Washington. But some people would say, hey, maybe humor's an asset for Obama. Maybe this was the right way to go in the first place, because of where are you going to reach younger people? They don't typically, really younger people, aren't typically getting their news and their information from a lot of the traditional sources. So stay with us as the fun continues here on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously? What's it like for this to be the last time you ever talked to a president?
It must kind of stink, though, that you can't run, you know, three times.
No, actually, I think it's a good idea. If I ran a third time, it'd be sort of like doing a third Hangover movie. Didn't really work out very well, did it?
You said if you had a son, you would not let him play football. What makes you think that he would want to play football? What if he was a nerd like you?
Do you think a woman like Michelle would marry a nerd? Why don't you ask her whether she thinks I'm a nerd?
Could I?
No, I'm not going to let her near you.
All right, sarcasm abounds, and that is Funny or Die. It was a skit for that. The comedian Zach Galifianakis, who did this interview with President Obama. Some people think it was demeaning for the office of the president. It was recorded a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned that already. It was put on the website funnyordie.com, which has incredible reach, especially with super young people who they need to sign up for the health care exchanges. Oh, that's what the administration was looking for. So Russian President Vladimir Putin naturally was asked about it, and he made a comment about, will a comedy video accompany it or something like that, something along those lines. So I know this is like feeding raw meat to the lions, but here's what I'm going to say about this. There are many things that are so wrong with this administration, and I say it a lot. The fact that they're not transparent, some of the ridiculous reeling things back in and pushing them out, because personally, I think part of what's happened here is this is a president who doesn't stand up all the time for what it is he's in charge of. And so to me, there's a few leadership qualities that are massively lacking. Now, on the other hand, to just attack them for, for the sake of doing it, yeah, that doesn't really do anything for me. So I think what the Funny or Die skit, the idea was, hey, this is where the young people live. And if you hate Obamacare, you don't like what it stands for, we don't care, tough, this is my legacy. I'm trying to get young people on the health exchange so we can hurry up and get the amount of people that we promised we were going to get. So reaching out to do that, that was the idea. It's like going on Jay Leno, all that stuff that even Bush did. In fact, a lot of the presidents have done. Now, would we have seen it with the Founding Fathers? Of course not. Bill O'Reilly, who I think sometimes can be an incredible wordsmith, I like some of the segments he does, he kind of went off on this a little bit. I mean, he didn't go crazy on it too much. He said that it was a little overreach, that it was desperate. And he said that, it would have been better if somebody else had done the show. But it also showed that the president is quick and has a good sense of humor, and that's assets. But that he needs to be aware of how enemies look at him, because this is the testing of America, and it's just getting started. This was O'Reilly's words. I happened to catch his commentary on the whole thing. Now, at this point where we are, people waiting until the last minute to buy health insurance on the marketplaces, I mean, they are really waiting until the last minute. We are a nation of procrastinators. But the government figures now have 4.2 million people who have gotten it online as of March 1st. Just 3 weeks, if I do the math correctly. I mean, we're looking really at 3 weeks until the March 31st deadline to buy insurance on the exchanges. They were looking at 7 million people. That's what they forecasted. The Congressional Budget Office said that's how many would sign up the first year, and then they kind of revised it, seeing what happened with the botched rollout and everything else. They moved it down to 6 million. So enter Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, who says that we think that the people will sign up as the deadline gets closer. And this age range, and in all seriousness, 18 to 34, that is the lifeblood of these exchanges. If you don't have those people signed up, well, what good is it going to be for anyone on the exchange? How much is their health care going to cost them? Because for all the hip problems, surgeries, doctor's appointments that would have been offset and would offset the cost, they won't be there because there's not going to be enough people 18 to 34 years old. You know, the target was it's way lower than the 40%, because the target was 40%. Insurance companies were banking on this. Of course they were banking on it. This is part of the problem with Obamacare. Listen, how much of our life now is at the craps table with Social Security, with jobs, that kind of stuff? You know, there's no guarantees in life, death and taxes, right? But at least there used to be some place where you could plant your feet, kind of touch the walls and feel like, ooh, okay, I have a piece of something here. I got it. And now that has evaporated. And this is the thing with the health exchanges. Once again, this is the problem I have with this administration. Assuming is such a dangerous thing. Assuming they're going to have all this young blood, and they don't have it. They don't have it. That's designed that way. You are not getting quality health care if you don't have those people on the exchanges, because it'll be ridiculously expensive. So I guess in a way, when O'Reilly says it's a little bit desperate, that's true, because there's a meeting. There's brainstorming taking place. I know. I can see it. And how do we reach people that are young? What are they listening to? How do we get in their podcast? What do we need to do? What do we do with social media? And Funny or Die has a huge audience. And that's the people that, a lot of the people that pay attention to Funny or Die. Although it is kind of ironic. Funny or Die, and this is a president doing this interview trying to pump up the healthcare website. There is just a little bit of a twist in there if you think about it. So, healthcare.gov, though, got bombarded. There were a lot of people that went from the video to the website, like 19,000 people. So there was reach. if you can, I mean, that's, talk about a call to action. If you can get somebody to watch a slice of video, a sarcastic reference to a whole bunch of different things, if you can get them to watch that and then go and sign up for healthcare, well, there's a reason why they did that, thinking that that would pay off, you know? And apparently that's what happened there. And this might not be the only thing that will wrinkle a few feathers. It won't be the only thing, trust me. Then there's another thing that's floating around about a reporter who's a pretty big reporter who you've seen on CBS who left her position with the network. Now, she's writing a book, but what's crazy is, and this is what we try to put our fingers on, and a lot of you call the show, in fact, the entire time I've been on the show, I've gotten calls like this. If I had a way to just net them all up and we played them all back, we would, for the last 6 years, we'd be hearing a lot of the same things. There was a resignation of a reporter that was on a lot. Her name was Cheryl Atkinson, and she resigned saying that she didn't like the liberal bias at CBS. She broke stories on Benghazi and said that, you know, basically she does these Benghazi stories, and then all of a sudden, that's it. Oops, Benghazi, because think of the ties to Hillary Clinton. And other people have alleged things like that, and they always get pushed off as crazy cockamamie, insane to the 10th degree right wingers, and this isn't the case with her. And you know, this is a story that was front and center, and so the follow-up to her Benghazi stories, you know, kept getting crushed. And she was the one who broke a story that the attack, you know, that the Benghazi attack wasn't, when they had initially insisted that it was reaction to the anti-Muslim video. So she reported in 2012, and for 4 months, when they're paying a chunky salary, they didn't let her do another story. When that aired, it was another 5 months before she reported her next story. Yeah, something's not right there. At all. So, oops, because the way news operates, and I was a television news reporter anchor, if it leads, it bleeds. If it's controversy, it's out there. Bernie Goldberg says this all the time, and he did a piece in the Wall Street Journal telling the network, because remember, he's a network guy, that they had to stop it with the attacks on conservative economic policies. And then he was pretty much banished from CBS until he resigned. And this isn't, I really believe this. This isn't trumped up nonsense. So she does the report. The report was fine. I went back and looked at the report. The reporting was good. It was solid. It's what other people reported. But once that flame extinguished, then that was it. So now she's writing a book. Good for her. And there's something so wrong about that, right? I went to journalism school. It was supposed to be, especially if you're a journalist, different from opinion columnist talk. That was supposed to be based on the facts that you knew, the facts. Whatever the facts were that you knew, here are the facts. This is not, it's not being fed in any kind of direction. I don't know. I'm just saying, stay with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
We've actually had tremendous intelligence failures because we're monitoring the internet. We're monitoring, you know, everybody's communications instead of suspects' communications. And that lack of focus has caused us to miss leads that we should have had. The NSA, the sort of global mass surveillance that's occurring in all of these countries, not just the U.S., and it's important to remember that this is a global issue, they're setting fire to the future of the internet. And the people who are in this room now, you guys are all the firefighters.
Setting fire to the internet, you heard the voice of Ed Snowden there and telling the younger people at the South by Southwest audience that they are the firemen and that there's a lack of focus. So they're the first, for the first time since June, the actual voice of Ed Snowden, it's interesting, heard because of this satellite interview from Austin. To where is Ed Snowden? Russia. And this is a guy who people either want to feather and tar or hold him up as a hero. And I would love to see true poll numbers on that as to what the demographic breakdown is. But he definitely pulls with younger people who are about saying about liberty, saying, listen, and I agree, the NSA line, the three dreaded letters, they have gone way overboard. And, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You could also look at the NSA and say, what morons? How do you have all this information and you you don't protect the information that you have. I mean, shouldn't there be some secret handshake code double lock thing going on if you know you're handling sensitive stuff in the first place? I think it was inevitable that somebody was going to push it out there, and it turned out to be Snowden, who was a contractor, saw it all, saw the opportunity, saw a couple of other things, took it and ran with it. I mean, and certainly, this is one of the brilliant things about living in this country. We don't want to lose our freedoms. You know, I used to think especially when I was a kid, remember we had to read George Orwell's book, and I remember the conversations about Big Brother in the future and all that. I used to think, ah, what nonsense is this? But you know what? If we don't stand up and we're not watching, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what we have to be on guard for. And Snowden pointed it out. How are they? Nothing's 100%. But how did that much information get out in the first place? And shame on the NSA. They deserve what they're getting. So now people know what's behind the curtain, because they allowed it to get out there by not having security checks in the first place. And I think it was supposed to get out there to have these discussions about what the future of the internet is, about what you can reasonably expect as a right to privacy. Do you really want people? It's like digging through your trash. Do you really want people digging through your internet messages, you know, through your email? The government especially, and digging through pieces of your life and not really having a clear picture of it anyway? And the answer is no. No, no, and no. I don't want someone digging through my trash. In fact, I just had that. I had an old, and it made me think of the NSA thing, a wild analogy, but I had an old hammock that all of a sudden there's an 80-degree day. You put it out front and then they pick it up. And I put it out front, so it's just overnight because they have a certain day they pick it up. And boy, if there weren't people scavenging through the stuff that was out front to try to, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. They got it and walked away with it, so it didn't have to be hauled off by the city. And they're digging through our trash. They're trash diggers. That's what the NSA is. Pinpointing, following the money, tracking solid leads, as solid as you can think you can get them, but just throwing that big net, they deserve what they have gotten in the black eye, in the scheme of things, in the whole world raining down its disapproval of the way we spook, of the way we spy, of the way we hold our national security. We don't hold it very well, if that's all the stuff that poured out. So now you have the CIA thing and you have Feinstein furious. And of course she's furious because she knows, I think it's tit for tat. Hey, you are poking us. You messed with the bear. You poked the bear and I'm going to growl. So guess what? You're not going to like some of the things that we're doing as a little mini retaliation. Now, getting someone on the record to say that, forget about it. But this conflict between the CIA, which we brought up here in this Hour of America tonight, and the people who oversee the CIA in Congress, that door has been kicked wide open. Because Senator Feinstein is the chair of the Intelligence Committee, and actually one of the CIA's biggest defenders. So for her to denounce the CIA, wow. It's like she went bipolar on them, saying they're withholding information, they're not telling the truth about their treatment of prisoners and trying to intimidate committee staff members investigating the detention program, trying to lead them down to dead ends. And the fact that the CIA had removed documents from computers used by the Senate Intelligence Committee staff members working on a report about the agency's detention program. So this 6,300-page report is the epicenter of this massive dispute between the committee and the CIA, between the Senate and the CIA. Because they say it has a lot of inaccurate things that have to be corrected before it's released. I think a lot of people would want to read that report. And the CIA does not, I mean, really, do they really want that floating around? The answer is no. Because you have electronic surveillance, you have armed drone strikes, you have all kinds of things where they're at odds. But I think the report, when it's done, gets pumped out there. People read it, and they may be shocked at some of what they end up seeing. And Feinstein is the person who defended the CIA. She was the one that stood up for them. Shockingly, too, in some ways. Now you have Feinstein and Brennan going toe-to-toe in a wild arm wrestling moment as to who really is to blame for this. So which government organization is more hated, the NSA or the CIA? That's a tough question now, isn't it? And, of course, they're all lawyered up. That's what you do. And the CIA's acting general counsel has referred this whole thing to the Justice Department as a possible criminal offense. And Feinstein says it is strong-arming. And sometimes that does blow up in your face. But the idea of the tapes, the justification for the removal of copies of parts of the internal CIA review and all of that, and the decision to take the documents to the committee's offices on Capitol Hill, saying it was to preserve and protect. Well, that's not what's happening here. So she's getting a lot of people to back her and saying that they're disappointed by the CIA's conduct. And in the end, as they're doing battle, we'll probably, once again, read more through the report, which is at least 900 pages, goes back to the Bush days and waterboarding and interrogation techniques. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. If you want to chime in, you always can by sending us an email at americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.